Now, from the previous result, we can actually show fairly easily that a consequence, which is we call the bounded real lemma. We have actually several characterizations of the bounded real lemma, actually. We have listed a few of them here. There are actually many more other conditions that people have been used, but these are the most common ones. What it actually says is that, suppose we have a trans function which is stable, okay, we have a state specialization for that, A, B, C, D, and let's say we have a gamma, we're giving a gamma, then the following condition is true, okay, the following condition is true, or equivalent, that is, the infinite norm of G is less than gamma, if and only if, first of all, the D term is less than gamma, that's obvious, because that's has to be true when you take frequency goes to infinity, G is goes to D, so obvious D has to be less than gamma. And also, the additional condition is H has no arguments on imaginary axis. Now, this H matrix is constructed is a 2n by 2n Hamiltonian matrix, which involves the gamma. So what it says is that checking the norm of less than gamma is actually equivalent to checking the matrix H has no arguments on imaginary axis. Now this is obvious. So we've already shown that already in a previous chapter in chapter 4 where we characterize the H infinite norm. So we've already done that. So the first part and second part is already known. Now, what is interesting is that the second condition is also equivalent to that the H matrix, this Hamiltonian matrix, in a Dom Ring. Now, this is coming from the previous result, because in the previous theorem, we already shown that a given H has certain properties, okay, that H has no argument values on imaginary axis, then the H in the Dom Ring is equivalent to that AR is stabilizable. Okay, here we're going to show that the equivalent AR here is also stabilizable. Then we can show that the H has no H is in fact in Dom Ring. And obviously, the third condition implies the second condition. But the otherwise it's something new. Now, once from that, from third condition, we also can conclude even further the Riccati equation has a solution, of course, and furthermore, the solution actually is possible semi-definite. That's also a very, very minor generalization of the third condition.